Hey everybody, Manga City Podcast, yokoso. Hey everybody, welcome to the Manga City Podcast. Today we're talking about, we're continuing our Because train, and this will be the last one for a little while. We're going to take a little bit of a break to talk about how to use if this coming week. But before we jump into that, I wanted to talk about okage or okage de. Now, okage de is extremely useful because we talked about previously about using se de, which is unfortunate, se ka, which is either or, and then today we're talking about okage de, which is positive. It just uses like the previous two, but it puts things in a positive light. In fact, often you and people will talk to each other in Japanese, being polite, they'll ask you, "Za Inori-chan, genki desu ka?" And she'd be like, "Hai, genki desu yo, okage-sama de." And you'd be like, it's due to you. It's because of you that I'm doing so well. And it just warms your heart. It just warms it all up, and it just makes you so happy. And so today we're going to be talking a little bit more about okage de and okage-sama de and how to use it politely, and that's a way you can use it there. But it is a modified noun as well, and that means it goes and needs to connect to a noun. You can connect it to a verb. For example, I'll show you one in our example sentences today. But it means that something outside of your control has brought about a result. A result has been brought about that is out of your control. And this is always a good result. But it is not of your volition, okay? So that's one thing I did want to clarify before we jump too far into this one here. But let's do some example sentences, shall we?
この記憶のおかげで少し喜んできました。
Because of the song, I became a little happier. More joyful, I guess, would be appropriate for 喜んでくれた。Let's do another one.
このポッドキャストのおかげで僕の日本語が上手くなりました。
You probably remember that one from yesterday, but you can, it doesn't mean because of this podcast, my Japanese has improved. And that should be a positive thing, right? You can speak Japanese. Or,
漫画先生ポッドキャストのおかげでやっと漫画を読み始めた。
Because of that, I was finally able to read manga. It's a happy thing. It's a good thing when you use okage de. That's why when you use it when someone says,
genki desu ka? You say, genki desu yo, okage sama de.
Because of you. And the sama is just adding a little bit more politeness onto that. But you don't want to add that unless you're being polite to a specific person. So don't worry so much about that.
Now, another thing to recognize, if someone's using okage sama de or okage de in a negative tense, they're using it to be sarcastic.
Now, Japanese people are not very sarcastic. They don't catch the sarcasm like we would do in the States where we joke about everything. So it is a little cultural faux pas that you do have to watch out for there. And these are very similar to things like tameni or things of that nature because it is due to the fact that, which is why we went and kind of separated out se and se ka and se de and then finally okage de coming in, ending on the positive, that it can be positive. We're going to end with one more here, okay?
間違いのおかげで僕たちが日本語がうまくなりました。偶然に。
I have to add 偶然に because it's not something of my volition, but it's something that is a result of something that happens.Something that happens when you make mistakes. Something that happens when you speak Japanese. The result of which is a good thing. The okage sama de. The okage de. With that, everybody, I'm going to sign off here and I will catch you tomorrow. But remember, let's make some mistakes. That's how you become fluent. Making mistakes. Feel free to make mistakes when you speak Japanese. I try to hammer this home every day because it really does mean a lot to me. This coming up soon. We should have a little more. We're going to explain a little bit more of that later. But I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Ja ne.